This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver Water has declared a Stage 1 drought for the first time since 2013. The declaration will impact 1.5 million people across the Denver metro area. The utility wants a 20% reduction in water use. Besides keeping your automatic water sprinklers off until mid to late May, Denver Water says this summer, single-family homes can water no more than 2 days a week. Even number addresses Sunday and Thursday, odd addresses Wednesday and Saturday. All other water customers may only water on Tuesdays and Fridays. The utility says it's also developing plans to enforce water restrictions, including new temporary drought pricing. A man from Pueblo who has been imprisoned in Afghanistan for more than a year has been released. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Taliban released Dennis Coyle early Tuesday. The language researcher from Pueblo had been working in Afghanistan on and off for years and was wrongfully detained for over a year. Coyle's family had been working with the State Department and the Trump administration to secure his release. In a statement, Secretary of State Marco Rubio thanked the United Arab Emirates for its support securing Coyle's release, but added the Taliban must end their practice of hostage diplomacy. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Castle Rock woman will spend a year in federal prison for her role in a romance scam that tricked people looking for love. Lori Ann Kimball pleaded guilty to money laundering this week and was also ordered to pay more than $3 million in restitution to her victims. Prosecutors say victims were lured into the scam with promises of romance. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.